Now, you know, when we first talk about Buddha nature, it is like, as I said, that everybody has the capacity or can become enlightened or can free themselves from suffering. That's the why? Because that's their nature, you know. I don't think it's, you know, it's not that, you know, there is something called Buddha nature. You know, this, I think, there's some kind of scholarly, you know, discussions about these things. I think it's a little bit going in a wrong way. There's nothing, something called Buddha nature there. It's just the describing the way we are. You know, that's, you know, the way we are or where our, you know, what we are is basically, you can say our body and mind, you can say, if you like to make it, or in another way, you know, from the little bit, maybe from Vajrayana point of view, they talk about, you know, six elements. You know, we are six elements. And six elements means like earth element, water element, fire element, wind element, space element, and consciousness element, you know. So that's what every being is, for instance. Now, what is this conscious element, you know? You can call it conscious element, you can call it mind, if you like. But, you know, so this, what is it? You know, that's the whole point. You know, what is, how does it exist? How does it exist? So that then, you know, it has, it's to describe it, to explain, it has, it is an awareness. So that awareness is sometimes called clarity. You know, clarity, or sometimes people use the English word luminosity, salva, vesal, you know. That is not a light or, you know, something. That is kind of making making some kind of a shining thing. But you know, our mind has the capacity to know, you know, as that is, I think, the clarity. But then that clarity, if you try to find out where is it and what it is made of, or, you know, is there anything that you can, you know, put it into some kind of a test tube and analyze, there's nothing, you can't, it doesn't have a substance, it doesn't have a shape, it doesn't have a form, it doesn't have a, you know, it is beyond any of those elements, so therefore it's called emptiness, no? So this, you know, awareness or clarity and emptiness is the way that is, that consciousness is. And because it is a clarity, it is it has the awareness, it has the conscious part, therefore anything can, you know, anything can manifest. There can be thoughts, there can be emotions, there can be sensations, there can be perceptions, there can be, so then all experiences we have are kind of manifestations of that basic clarity. So these three are not separable, you know, it's the same thing. And that's from Vajrayana point of view, they call it, or not even the Vajrayana point of view, from the Mahayana point of view also, they call it four kayas, three kayas, and whatever. And that's what Buddha is, you know. But that is not only Buddha, that is also the same as every consciousness. The nature of all the consciousness is that. So that's why it's called Buddha nature, you know. But we don't recognize it like that. We recognize that all these manifestations that we have is something that is happening to us from outside, and so therefore we react with something, you know, with what we call with duality. This is something nice, I like it. This is something not nice, I don't like it. And therefore, all kind of negative emotions and, you know, all these problems and, you know, samsaric situation. So samsaric experience also comes from the same thing. And the enlightened experience also comes from the same thing. And the only difference is that if you recognize this nature, then the samsaric experience can transform into freedom from samsaric. Otherwise, we have. So that's, I think, you know. So it's not that Buddha nature is somewhere there inside us. Mm-hmm. It's just our own mind itself. Mm-hmm. How its true nature is. Mm-hmm. That's, you know, Buddha nature. And I think that's why, you know, the Tathagata Garbha, when they translated into Tibetan as Deshe Jingpo, you know, I think they did a very good translation by meaning Jingpo, you know. Because if you translate as like Garbha as womb, or then it wouldn't fit into the actual understanding of it.